Guess what time it is? It's Spritz O'Clock. Welcome back to the Spritz O'Clock podcast with me, Reeves Lee. How's everyone doing today? It's Tuesday, and it's a very special Tuesday because not only are we doing another episode of Spritzmas, but today commences the 12 Days of Spritzmas giveaway, and I cannot wait for you guys to see what all I have in store the next 12 days. I've partnered with my favorite stores, my favorite brands, and my favorite restaurants. I cannot wait to shower y'all in these gifts because I'm genuinely so appreciative of each and every one of you for tuning in every single week on the podcast. I appreciate all of the messages that y'all send me and just giving me like really great feedback. So I wanted to give back and do some giveaways for you guys. So stay tuned this week. It starts today, and be sure to check out the Spritz O'Clock Instagram for the next 12 days to enter into all the giveaways. Without further ado, let's get into the episode. So I guess let's kick it off with ins and outs of the week. I'm recording this on Monday night. I'm sitting in my bed and I'm recovering from my trip to Las Vegas this past weekend. It was my first time in Vegas, and I actually went on kind of a work trip, and I got to bring my best friend Libby with me. And it, you know, if y'all know Libby and me, you know it was never a dull moment. So we really blew it out in Vegas. And this Monday has definitely been a recovery day. So let's just say I worked from the couch most of the day. But we're feeling better. I went to Yaya and got my foot massage, as y'all all know I love so very much. I destroyed my feet in Vegas. I know everyone's so shocked by that, but I don't know. I might do a separate episode, maybe recapping Vegas or maybe a TikTok or something like that. But overall, we had so much fun. It was a great trip. We got to go see the Eagles at the Sphere, and literally the Sphere was so cool. It was genuinely the coolest thing I've ever seen. So if you're ever in Vegas and get a chance to go to the Sphere, definitely do it. Well worth the money. Let's see, what else do we do? Libby and I tried to go clubbing. It was so funny. We would go to like my work dinners, and then we would go back to our hotel room and change into our like short skirts to go out in. But we just had like the best time ever. Friday, we had to wake up at like 5 a.m. to fly to Vegas. And with the time change and everything and us going out Friday night, we were awake for 24 hours. So let's just say that set the tone for the whole weekend, and that's why I'm still dying here on Monday. But Vegas is not for the weak. I learned it the hard way, but genuinely had so much fun, and it was a great first trip to Vegas. So anyways, I guess Vegas could be my in. Okay, so my out this week are a few different types of cheeses. Now, this is very niche, but I don't know. I love cheese so very much. And if you know me in person, you know I'm always like stuffing my face and eating and talking about food. And like I'm always planning my next meal. A food group that I don't like is kind of the Mediterranean food group. But I've decided I don't like it because I don't like feta cheese. Like I associate feta cheese with Mediterranean food. So anyways, my out this week is a group of cheeses. So it's feta cheese, blue cheese, and goat cheese. Something about them just irks me. I'm just not a fan of it. So those are out. Hopefully I will get a mature food palate soon and start liking blue cheese and feta cheese, because I love dirty martinis. So like I kind of want to be on the blue cheese train, but I can't get there. So those are my ins and outs of the week. Let's get into the good part. So obviously the title of today's episode is my Christmas list. And obviously these are just things that I want. I have a running list of things that I want year round because I feel like it really helps me prioritize like what to buy. And if something's been sitting on the list for a while, I can look back and be like, okay, I've really been wanting this for a while. I can justify spending the money on it. But these are just the things I've like not bought myself, I guess, all year, and I just put them together on a Christmas list. So obviously I'm not trying to sound ungrateful. I know I have so many things, but I also know that I'm not going to be getting all of these things. It's just a list. So That's my little disclaimer, but let's get into it. So the first thing, I'm just going to do like rapid fire, by the way. The first thing is going to be a sound bar for my living room TV. So in my bedroom, I have surround sound speakers above my bed, which is just such a game changer. Genuinely, I love it so much. And I try to go watch my Love Island in my living room, and it's just not the same experience. Honestly, I can't hear it, and it doesn't really sound like I'm in the villa with them. So I would like a sound bar. The next thing is a new perfume, because we love perfumes. Talked about it 9 zillion times on the podcast, but I'm obsessed with Le Labo's perfumes. So I really like the Noir 29 one. So that is a perfume I'm asking for. Also asking for a Barefoot Dreams blanket, because I feel like I just have like all of these ratty blankets and my dog is obsessed with chewing on blankets. Don't ask, but I want a Barefoot Dreams blanket. They're so comfy and cozy. So I'm also asking for a boyfriend for Christmas. I've decided this week I would like one. Next week could be a different story, but I would like a boyfriend, preferably on Sundays. Santa, please bring me one. I would also like a pair of the fresh print pajamas, the print with like the caviar and champagne on it. I think those are so freaking cute. I kept getting them on my Instagram ads, and they were running a big sale for Black Friday and they sold out. So I'm hoping that they will come back in stock so I can get a pair for Christmas. Going with pajamas, I'd also like a pair of Roller Rabbit pajamas, because I stole a Roller Rabbit shirt, like pajama top, from my sister, and it's super, super soft. So I guess I'll have to return that whenever I go home for Christmas, but I get the hype. They're expensive, but they were like really soft and comfy. I would also like a pair of Onsept sneakers. These are the shoes that I raved about that I wore on my trip to Europe. Walked so many miles in these shoes and literally just love them. So there's like a light blue and silver pair that's super cute. So I'm going to ask for those. Another thing that I'm asking for are new candles. So I have really done a good job. I used to be like a candle hoarder and would just keep buying candles, but I really made myself burn out all of the ones that I have, whether they're nice candles or not, until I wasn't going to let myself buy any until they were gone. So we've reached the end of all of those candles' lives. So I'm going to ask for a candle from House of Preservation, which is this like great med spa here in Dallas. And they have the most amazing smelling candle. Trust me when I tell you this, like get online right now on their website and order one. The best smelling candle. It's everything clean, crisp, spa-like. Like it just makes sense that it's a med spa's candle. So I'm going to ask for one of those. And I'm also going to ask for another Le Labo candle, probably the Santal one, just because I love the way it smells. And I always personalize them and write the Reeves Carlton on the Le Labo candles, because I'm just extra like that. Also, you don't have to pay for that. They do that for free. Also, I'm going to ask for a Wheezy bath mat and or like a towel wrap from Wheezy. I think they're super cute. Probably a towel wrap, because I have a Dairy Boy robe and I'm obsessed with it, but just like sometimes I get kind of hot in it. So I think a towel wrap would be good, because I get hot blow drying my hair. Another thing I'm asking for is the Byredo Tulip Mania hand soap. This is my favorite hand soap and it's very pricey. So I feel like this is a good gift to get someone. And it's something you really don't want to buy yourself. So I got it for my birthday last year and I use it very sparingly, but genuinely the smell will stay on your hands for so long. And it's just such a nice smell. So I would love to get that hand soap. Another thing are I would like to get some Ralph Lauren pillows. And this is also like super extra, but I want the ones that say RL, because, you know, Reeves Lee, Ralph Lauren. God, I hate myself. But yeah, I want those pillows. I think they might be cashmere, so that's probably a horrible idea with Lulu, but whatever. I'd also like a new fluffy duvet insert for my bed from Amazon. There's one. I could link it below or whatever if you guys want. Also, I might be doing like a Shop My collection with my Christmas list. So if I do, I'll have it linked below. And it might not have everything. I'll just like probably slowly add to it. Another thing, I do want a pair of nice boots. So like Stuart Weitzman boots are timeless, never go out of style. Just like a nice black tall boot that's comfortable and won't kill my feet is on my list. Also, the Heaven Mayhem, the mini like baby knot mixed metal earrings. I think those are super cute and I wore Libby's in Vegas. So definitely want those. Also, the Heaven Mayhem computer case. It's like crocodile brown leather or something. I don't know. I'm kind of like slightly OCD about my stuff. So I'm like weird about my computer getting scratched or dented or like a fingerprint on it. So I feel like I should probably get a computer case. Next is a Ginny Bird cuff bracelet. Like I want a good gold cuff. I'm also in the market for some more silver jewelry, like earrings and stuff. So that's on my list as well. I'm asking for a pair of slippers that don't kill my feet and are not super flat. I don't know which ones those are yet, but if I find a pair, I'll link them. I'm sure they'll be like grandmother Vionic brand or something, which is like so upsetting that I have to go down that route. But this is where we are. This is 25, guys. Okay, our feet hurt. I'm also asking for extra long stemmed martini glasses. Like, I'm looking for the most chic, stunning, perfectly curated martini glass collection. And I found some with bows that are cute, but I want the like super, super thin stemmed martini glasses, preferably to be like a coupe. So asking for those. Another thing is a new Laura Park washable rug for my back door. I love the little Laura Park rugs. Honestly, anything Laura Park. I have a duvet on my bed from her, throw pillows, like you name it. She's the cutest prince. So I'm going to ask for that. Also a nice cutting board, you know, with all the cooking I do. I should probably cook more, but I want like a nice cutting board and I'm pretty sure I have it linked on my ShopMy, an option. Another random thing is a radar detector. I have to travel for work and I'm like driving home for Christmas, all the things. So I want a radar detector because I got a speeding ticket the other day in Dallas. The cop was literally on foot. I thought he was like a traffic director. So I was like, oh no, he pulled me over and I got a ticket. So I should probably deal with that tomorrow. But anyways, radar detector is super necessary. Also, I would like to get a cute little Williams-Sonoma apron. I think they're really cute. And something else I wanted to ask for is one of the little stove. What are they called? Stove fire pits. I think that's what it's called. I don't know. I'll have it in my shop, my too. But this little fire pit is so cute. It's like a silver stainless steel one and it's super easy to use. You just throw one in. So I have a cute little back porch. So I would love to have my friends over this winter and sit around the fire, drink some wine, chat. So that is also on my Christmas list. Another thing, the Mackenzie Childs dog bowl set in the like light gray checkered pattern. I think it's so freaking cute. And I already have the mat that goes with it. So I just feel like that will be super cute. And then the last thing on my list is like a Martha Stewart entertaining or cookbook. Love Martha Stewart. I have Martha on the Mantle. It's like her version of Elf on the Shelf, which is so freaking cute. But yeah, I really want some of her books because I think they're super cute. Or just like any cookbook in general. I think they're really fun to use and like maybe a cute cookbook stand. I don't know. I'm getting out of hand right here. But those are all the things on my Christmas list. I love Christmas so very much. And I love gift giving. So I hope you guys enjoyed my holiday gift guide, which was my last episode. But if you have any other ideas for Spritzmas, let me know what you guys want to hear. As always, feel free to DM me. You guys know I freaking love it. And be sure to follow the podcast, Instagram and TikTok. I believe it's Spritz Clock Pod on Instagram and then Spritz Clock Podcast on TikTok. Also, be sure to follow me on TikTok and Instagram. It's Reeves_Lee. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode today. Don't forget about the Spritzmas giveaway. And I can't wait for you guys to participate. And yeah, I hope everyone has a fabulous week. And I'll talk to you all next Tuesday for another episode of Spritzmas. Bye.